Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations of Consciousness. We were having way too much fun, but we're going to have fun anyway.
We all need to have fun because when you have much better intuition when you're chuckling.
Absolutely, and it's been a hell of a week, everybody. So this is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hello, my darling.
We're ready. It's exciting.
We are. Okay, tonight's show, expanding your understanding of Earth, the elements, elementals, and the fairy realms. The team will assist us in understanding how we can work with and befriend these realms. Now, this sounds kind of mundane, but trust me, because I know everybody's going, well, wait a minute, what about the friggin' economy? But this actually fits together, believe it or not. So, and I can't believe the team to do that part. So, you know, this is really important tonight, more than anybody really realizes. And, you know, we're finally really ready to connect with these realms. And they're calling to us, and I mean really calling to us. My own personal experience, they started coming in a couple of months ago and really wanting to participate in the sessions. And I was like, huh, okay.
You're picky.
So I thought that was fascinating. So I called them in, you know, along with a host of, you know, beings before every session. And what was interesting is a lot of people were, the people that I know were, Lazarus did a... magicians gathering over in Hawaii and Maui, and it was two intensives with a break in between, so it ran 10 days. And he also worked with the fairy realm, and what was interesting is he said that there is a among the fairy realm, that there is a myth or a legend, rather, that there would be humans that would come to the earth that would raise their vibrations high enough to be able to work with them so that they could come back and participate in Earth again in a whole new way. And if there's ever been a time that we need all the assistance we can get, this is it.
Hmm.
So show dedication is to the restoration of peace and trust to the global and U.S. economy, and also to Harley and Barbara Texter. Harley made his transition today as only Harley could, and like Sinatra, he did it his way. So since he's been hanging around, he was kind of responsible for this. So. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about, I want to get the economy out of the way first, because I know this is something that people are very concerned about. As everybody knows, the day after the show, the, what was it called, Veronica?
I don't know what we're talking about yet.
Oh, sorry. The emergency fund that passed. It started out at 700
billion. Bailout.
Oh, the bailout, yeah, 700 billion in a, with pork of 150 billion.
And so much for wooden arrows, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into the economy, though, I want to share a piece that I've been looking for this. I tore it out of a magazine because it was so profound. I mentioned it probably a month or two ago. And this is for people, so many people have asked about, you know, regaining their vision. And I thought this was so powerful when I read, I mean, it answered so much for me. And then the team threw in something else. When I found the article, they wanted me to share. So, anyway, a brain scientist, Les Femi, okay, authored the book The Open Focus Brain. And in this particular book, he talks about sharp focus and that stress responses increase, okay, when you're in sharp focus. When you're in soft focus, we relax. And this is why as people age, their vision tends to get softer so that the stress is less on the physical body. Now, there's another piece to this. it also switches you to the right side of the brain, which I found fascinating. Okay?
Hmm.
Now, here's the other piece. In soft focus, it's soft focus that will allow you to see the ETs the higher your vibration gets.
Hmm.
You will never see them in sharp focus. You will only see them in soft focus. You know, when I first started this work, I used to ask the team, please fix my eyes so I don't have to wear, you know, little cheaters and I don't have a million pair of glasses everywhere. And they kept saying, you don't want to see. And I was like, yes, I do. And they're like, no, you don't. And so as soon as I found the article, I understood totally why. It was just fascinating to me. So anyway, I wanted to share that little tidbit because I thought it was so fascinating. Again, the name of the book, The Open Focus Brain. I'm sure it would be fascinating reading. And Femi is actually a very famous physicist.
What's his name?
Femi. It's spelled F-E-H-M-I, Les Femi. He's a brain scientist.
Hmm. It sure makes sense, doesn't it?
I just thought it was so important, and I found the article today, and I thought, geez, I really must show this and share this. And as soon as I found it, they immediately showed me with the soft focus how this is how you see the ETs, which was exactly right on.
Hmm.
So, and that it was important for me to share this with everybody. Sometimes I know things, and I don't get the importance of sharing them for other people. And as some people have made comments to me that they don't think I'm human anyway, so they're very grateful to have you on the show, Veronica.
Well, I hope I'm human. We'll just see, won't we? What does that mean anyway? We've been all over the place, haven't we?
What?
Well, whether we're human or not, cellularly speaking, we've been from other places, haven't
oh,
we?
Oh, absolutely. And from a cellular level, it's not even a question.
Yeah.
Okay, a little blurb about the equity markets, a couple of them, and I want to share these. Again, I feel like a newscast these last couple of weeks. this piece from Dear Elizabeth, who's been very involved and is very involved in the financial markets. She's right in the mix of it. But she's also very involved with Lazarus, I'll just share this real quick. Equity markets, so this is today, by the way. Open with a positive tone this morning. Bravo. It's a start. The Dow and everything are down, of course. There is cautious optimism. We can send seeds of wisdom, patience, and optimism. Again, wisdom, patience, and optimism across the globe to individuals, companies, governments, and markets at large. We can dream everyone at peace with the process of implementing the various government plans and the time it takes for success to take hold. Also, another part of her message included the fact that we are going to be looking at, our government is going to get involved in bank rescue, and they're taking their cue kind of from the UK, so that we will end up in, with stock ownership in some of these banks. And for a lot of people, this is, you know, a little frightening, you know, to have government involved in banking. But it's also, at this juncture, there are things that are happening, and we have to look at the high side of what's really going on. I'm going to go on here to a piece that came from Celia Finn again today. And the reason I'm going to share this is because they really point out, she channels Archangel Michael. She talks about the economic stress for the first week of October and the global banking system begins its process of change and transformation. At times of intense pressure like this, it's often good to remind ourselves that this is all part of a greater process of spiritual and social transformation. That the greater good is being served by these changes, even though it may not feel like it sometimes.
Hear, hear. I agree with that.
Yes. It also seems that far too many people fall into gloom and despair as they perceive their prosperity in money terms to be fading away. And so they panic and seek for answers. Some find their answers in conspiracy, and this is why I was sharing this tonight. In the conspiracy theory belief that there is a dark plot to control the planet through financial slavery. I have no doubt that there are groups of people who have sought to control the wealth of the planet, and that in the old Earth energy they did achieve a measure of success. But in this new fifth-dimensional energy, there are enough awakened and active human angels and light workers able to hold the energies on the higher dimensional levels and ensure that the old patterns of fear and domination are not allowed to enter into the new Earth grids and to control people in the old ways. It's important that we as awakened beings hold our energy in peace and do not fall into patterns of fear, panic, and despair. Know that what we're seeing now is a transformation of the way in which the abundance of the planet is shared among all people. It's the first steps as this system that has held us all in its power is slowly changed to one that empowers us all. And Veronica, you've been having a conversation with someone on the other side of the veil who you were sharing tonight. We're saying create your own stocks, create your own stocks. We had a conversation about this earlier, people, and it was really interesting. This was a man of great success and reach who came to speak to Veronica. Is that correct?
Yes, and he was a friend, but he also is a real mover, financial mover in his own right. He did a lot of his work in China and Canada and the States, you know. And again, he was saying kind of what she's saying, because we talked again before, just I channeled before we started this show, and they were saying there is a system, the system of, I don't know if it's stocks or what, but money is in place in a smaller, not so recognized level around the world as well. And this is something we're going to build on. It's not like we have to create the whole thing from scratch.
There you go.
So, and in both voices are saying, you know, whether it's the guides or this fellow, that they're saying, be really confident and strong because you all are in place. You can do this.
There is a scientist that I worked with about a year ago, and he sent me a lot of information. There are a group of global scientists, by the way, that started planning in the 80s. For the breakdown and reconfiguration of our planet on all levels.
Yay.
And so there is much that's been in the works and at play and in preparation. These are some of the greatest minds on the planet, by the way, that are actually participating and have been preparing for all of this. And I think it's so important that we realize that there is help. We are not doing it alone. However, we are the ones that came here to hold the highest resonance, to hold it together, to bring peace to the planet. And in our meditations, you know, people are in a panic, and it is spreading. And if you look at what's going on out there, the way people are spending money or not spending it, everyone's afraid at some level. Fear is permeating the planet. Our goal right now, and it's global. It's global. Our goal right now is to bring peace and confidence to restore that. So in your meditations, I would really recommend that more than anything right now. Just to blanket the planet, blanket the stock market, blanket the banking industry, and blanket every human.
And you know, one more thing I'd like to add to that, Jackie, and I sure agree with you, is when you talk about those scientists, that group,
yes,
a lot of those are light workers too, you know.
That's exactly the reason they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's sort of helpful, isn't it, to remember that there are big authorities, in quotes, that are actually working with this.
Very much so. This whole group that he shared with me, they were very much underground, but brilliant minds. I can't name names, but I can tell you that I felt very honored that he shared the information with me.
That's very, very good news, too. And the more of this sort of thing we hear, the easier it is to keep our confidence strong and keep working with it.
Absolutely. And I can't remember what they called it, but what it referred to, what they had named this, was they likened it to a caterpillar going into the cocoon to become the butterfly. And they were building the wings of the butterfly in preparation. I thought that was quite lovely.
So sometimes it means when we're listening to what's going on, sometimes it's the smaller voices that really hold the greater gold, isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. And by the way, he's a total ET. All he wanted to do was connect with a female ET to have a relationship. I love this.
Did he succeed?
I really don't know him. Been in touch lately. But
well, we want him to call in, please. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. Don't make this a call-in show. Anymore.
Okay. Let's go on to now I'm sure a lot of people were questioning, you know, why the fairy realm, you know, why why now? And we don't understand, as a race, we really have lost the memory of the power and of the times on this planet when there was a relationship, of the power of the fairy realm. We have legend, we have myth, you know, the pot of gold and, you know, the leprechauns and that kind of stuff, but we really have lost. People tend to think of fairies as just these little itty-bitty things with wings and how cute they are, but we've lost the understanding of how powerful they are, and notice I said are, not were, are, and that they are now waiting for those who have reached the levels that you've all reached to connect with them so they can work with you and help work your magic, help work with you when you're doing your meditations and bringing light and healing and whatever area that you tend to find that you're drawn to, also in your great work. I want to share this piece. I attached an awful lot of information, so what I've done is kind of take some real short excerpts from this that I thought were real important, and I do mean short, that got kind of the heart of the matter. There was an editorial in the Los Angeles Times. Ecuador's extension of rights to nature represents a larger shift in how humans view their place in the world. This is absolutely amazing, and this is actually law. No other country has gone as far as Ecuador in proposing to give trees their day in court. But it certainly is not alone in its recalibration of natural rights. Religious leaders, including the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Dalai Lama, the Archbishop of Constantinople, have declared that caring for the environment is a spiritual duty. Earlier this year, the Catholic Church updated its list of deadly sins to include polluting the environment.
Wow.
I think that's very powerful stuff. This came from a channeling. Unfortunately, because I took all these things apart, I don't know who this is from. You're entering fully into your new roles of co-creators and keepers of the new earth. Now, this is powerful stuff. As such, you have the ability to generate and create the new structures of light that will manifest the material forms of the new earth. This includes business, by the way. This includes currencies. This includes so much. Lightworkers, at this time, the beloved elemental kingdom has come forward to work with human angels in the co-creation of the new earth reality. For many years, you've cried out in your heart for the destruction of the natural world that you perceive on your planet. The old earth energy, the expansion of human society, was made at the expense of the environment and the natural world. The elemental kingdom retreated and began to reflect back to you your own anger and chaos in unstable weather patterns and events. The elemental keepers, the fairies, the gnomes, the sylphs, the undines, and salamanders, retreated from the human world of the third dimension and remained in higher consciousness, higher dimensions of consciousness, waiting for you to be ready to lift your consciousness into the higher dimensions of light to begin to co-create a new reality with them. Powerful stuff. And this is coming from so many different sources. What I was fascinated with when the team wanted to do this, and then all of these pieces came, and I went, well, you know, this all always fits together.
Trust. You always prove that we can just trust.
Absolutely. Another piece it's been required that you relax into the current shift. To the degree that you have to let go is relative to your ability to equalize and enjoy your emotional state. Additionally, some of us are being asked to set up orbits and moving channels as conduits to process large amounts of emotional debris coming from the unified fields. And I'm seeing this everywhere. I don't know if you are, but I'm amazed at some of the people that we've worked with over the years who are really, you know, big souls. This is not to make any of you small. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. The mass consciousness fields are quite erratic, and large containments of emotional fields are being processed. The earth, mineral, plant, and animal kingdoms, very important here, earth, mineral, plant, and animal kingdoms are collaborating with humanity on transmuting these powerful forces. More awareness on our collaborations via direct communication with these kingdoms has been expressed. If you're so compelled, please open a direct dialogue. Lots of people have sick animals right now, and they're frustrated because their vets aren't able to heal their animals. And I want to tell you people, not only are they trying to transmute whatever you're going through, but they're also trying to help transmute collective energies as well. The most important thing you can do for your animals is lots of love, lots of attention, and lots of healing. And we're not talking allopathic healing as much as we are understanding that they need you to work, and they're clearing their energy field. Beautiful music, infusing them with beautiful light, colored light, anything you can to help, you know, surround them in platinum light, anything you can do to help them with this transmutation. What I've been noticing, which I found interesting, I have the twin dogs, for those of you that know me, I have Maltese litter mates, and they're 10 months old. And little Majik, the little girl who weighs 3.5 pounds, transmutes energy like I've never seen anything that fast in my life. She just plows through it. And Merlin, who is such a sensitive soul, my Merlin, who's double her size, he will cry all day long. You'll just see where he just immediately just bursts into tears. And it's not a normal tearing like, you know, Maltese tend to do. He literally cries. And his coat will go yellow, and he actually takes on a scent, a smell, where he's transmuting. And I have to be very careful with him because he can't transmute it as fast as she can. It's very interesting to see what they're doing, and I'm observing them, and I have to spend a lot of time loving him and working with his energy field.
So you do his energy clearing, do you?
Absolutely. I'm getting ready to start bringing them into the healing room. I brought them up today. Poor Merlin was out for like 2 hours. So that was just for one session. I have to indoctrinate them slowly. But they love it up here. I mean, they're just like licking the air, licking the chair, licking everything. They're just like, ooh. this is one last piece which I thought was really lovely. This is a man that crossed over and is working with Tiburon, who is known as the Earth Keeper. And he's talking about the Rainbow Children and the Platinum Ray. There's a newer and brighter influx of souls coming into the planet now, some as newborn and some as walk-ins. These are the rainbow crystals. Now, again, he's crossed over like your friend, talking from the other side. The combining of the crystal children with the embellished spectrum of celestial light, including the platinum ray, it combines itself with the emerald ray and the plant life of the earth, will embellish a brighter green in its foliage and areas of this combination. So pay attention. What I've been noticing, and it's been really fascinating to me, when I walk in the morning, is there are lots of parks in the area where I live. It's all pathways and parks, and we have no mist here because there's absolutely no humidity. And what I was fascinated by is that some mornings the mist is it's like a mist over everything, and it's like being in an enchanted area. It's very fascinating to me. And it'll just be in it's when I first turn the corner, and I have to wait for this to kind of clear, but it changes. It's dimensional. It's just amazing to watch and to see this kind of visual mist where there is absolutely no water. And so this is definitely the time for, and I'm sure that most of you live in places that have beautiful greenery. Interestingly enough, living where I do, I'm very fortunate in having more greenery here than most places in Las Vegas. It's a very different little pocket that I live in. But these kingdoms are really coming forward and really wanting, all right, to be worked with. And I know the team has a lot to say about this, so I'm going to get out of the way. And Veronica, anything you want to share before I take off?
Pardon me?
No. I said, anything you want to share before I take off?
No, I'm eager to connect more with elementals, which is something I have not done. So I'm sitting. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Welcome. Oh, we're excited to talk with you about this tonight. All right. Now, the channel has this room. Very cool for her. That's good. All right. Now, this is an exciting subject. First of all, though, we do want to address your economy. We want to remind all of you that the moment you wake up in the morning, you have an option to be filled with joy, filled with hope, filled with love, filled with happiness, and to hold the absolute highest resonance that you can throughout your day. Now, we know that you're all being inundated with lots of negative information. Whether you're hearing it from people that you know, or you're listening to the news or your newspapers, or it's everywhere. We're surprised they're not flying over your towns with airplanes and big banners.
Mm-hmm.
Be afraid. Now, do not look at this as a manipulation, please. Now, imperative. Now, some people are going to look at you, are you crazy? You know, how can you be so happy? And Veronica, you've been holding a very high vibration.
Well, thank you.
A very high vibration, and we thank you for that. You can, in the midst of all this chaos, create an extraordinarily happy life and time. Now, some of you may actually feel selfish about this, and we want you not to do that. This is what you came to do. To be the beacons, the lighthouses. To lead the parade. They say, look, over here with your baton. Look, follow us. Follow me. I know it's going to be all right. No matter what you hear, you have a choice. And you can create it your way. You can. Now, for some of you, maybe just getting snippets of information. is my programming working? Is my magic working? And this, of course, leads us into the other realms which have been waiting for you. Waiting for you. You are the ones of their legend. And they're excited. They're very excited. You are their hope, you see. We would liken this to a Christian with a second coming, all right? It's very similar. Now, the channel said don't underestimate their power, and we cannot emphasize this enough. Right down to the water you drink, the bodies of water that you're surrounded by, be it a river, a lake, an ocean, in your case, Veronica. Mm-hmm. You have everything else there as well.
Mm-hmm. Lots of green, lots of bush,
exactly,
lots of water.
Exactly, exactly. Everything is alive. Everything is alive. There's nothing in your physical world that is not alive. Now, that can be a stretch for some of you. So when you think, well, we know crystals are alive. Yes, but so is everything else. It's consciousness. Everything. Everything. Now, they are experts at magic. They are experts at magic. Now, you must come with respect. With honor, we would recommend that you never come in any form of condescension because it would not be advisable. First of all, they would totally dismiss you. But in honor. Now, invite them in. Go into your meditations. You know, we've encouraged you to have a magic place. Go into your meditations. Invite them in. And you may sense them coming in with trepidation. Let's see who this one is. Let's see what they're like. Well, how will they know I'm inviting them? They'll know. Trust us on this. They'll know. Now, is there a hierarchy in this realm? Yes. So if you have, we don't want you to think it's your imagination, some fairy prince or princess, or king or queen. You're not making this up. That's real. Nature spirits, for those of you who are partake of nature in any form, you may notice when you go into your natural area, out of your peripheral vision, something that dots behind a tree. Now, the reason we wanted the channel to share the article about the soft vision is exactly that. You're not going to see them with your sharp vision. You may not see them at all. But if you do, you'll see them with your soft eyes. Now, your earth is a living, breathing entity. The financial aspects of what's going on your planet are just one element of the totality of your planet. It's become the dominating force, certainly, because it evokes fear. It triggers survival, the reptilian part of the brain. So many of you have lived in survival for so long, you see. And this is the way as a race, you've been controlled. It's in your DNA, people. Remember that junk DNA is extraterrestrial DNA. Many different races. But there are some that are have larger influence than others. At least they did. Now the purpose initially, some of the interference in your DNA may have been for contrary purposes at the time. That has changed. And now your role is to pull yourselves up and out of fear, survival. To look at everything, everything in your experience as alive. Even we were watching the channel this morning as she was walking, talking to the sidewalk and to the decorative rocks, you know, because everything in Las Vegas is rock. Whatever isn't green is rock. And she was playing with the idea that, yes, the cement is alive, but it is because, well, look at what it's made up of, sand and other things. You evolved through the elements as a spark of consciousness. Now, that's not always the prettiest thing to look at. Well, oh, you mean I was a rock? Yes. Some of you were. That doesn't sound very fun and exciting, but some of you were. It was a very slow lifetime.
Different relationship to time.
Exactly. How do you connect? How do they help? Well, think of your natural world as being totally interconnected. Now, you as humans are the last ones to get this, which we think is rather funny, but it's all right. It's part of your awakening process. Everything is interconnected. Even a car, people. Your couch, your chair, your home. Consciousness. Now, how does that change your world? Well, the more aware you become, the more in touch you become. The word will go out. We have a live one over here. They get it. Let's kick in. You see, their magic is exactly what is what legend and myth are made of. And the symbology, you see, is a pot of gold. Very appropriate for tonight's discussion. And Veronica, your discussion with your friend from the other side of the veil, who shocked you with his comment about make stock, created. You had a discussion with the channel about this, didn't you?
Yes.
And what was his comment to you?
It was basically, don't be sitting back, just start creating stock. Start creating them. I didn't have enough time to get into the depths with him, but we will.
Got it. And you see, if you can create stock, can't you create money?
Yes, and he said also, and so did my own team, that there are systems already working that maybe have, you know, like we have a system ready to evolve into a world system. Do you see that?
Of course. Haven't you all been dreaming your new world?
Yes.
And when you dream it, wouldn't you dream it in place? It would be like dreaming a house with no windows and doors. What you're trying to do now is align your vibrations and frequencies to line up with what has been created in a higher dimension. So you're lining up with it, and you're trying to bring along with the least amount of damage nature through a process of honoring. You see, this is why your indigenous people were so in touch, because they got it. They really got it. They recognized the trees as the star, standing tall beings, and the star beings, and everything to them had consciousness. They didn't waste, they didn't abuse, they treated everything with honor and respect. It was only the unevolved, educated white man, sometimes colored in different colors, that came to their places. They didn't want to know about their traditions and their understandings. They discounted them.
We had progress on our side.
Right. At least they thought it was progress. It was devolution, actually. In many ways. But you see, in your new world, you'll be in harmony with everything. Will it help you now more than you can imagine, more than any of you can imagine? This is the time. Go and work with bodies of water. You can change the levels of pollution. By employing, by requesting, by calling in the elementals. And they will come in to work with you, to restore the beauty, the pristine. Of your waters and landscapes. You see, so many of you were waiting for the ETs to land and fix everything. But you don't have to. You've always had the power. You just didn't have the consciousness. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes, it does, actually. Mm-hmm.
And now you're opening to the consciousness, you see.
You know, sometimes I wonder, aren't we getting some prompting to consciousness from some of the ETs?
Of course. You don't think they're playing cards, do you?
It's just hard to separate one of these things from the other, because it is kind of a team, isn't it?
Well, nothing separate. Yes, nothing separate. And of course you're getting promptings. And for some of you, you don't know if it's an angel, an ET, you know, you don't know what it is. Maybe it's all of them. And we would say to you it is, but...
Maybe some angels are ETs for a while.
Well, you'll learn more about all of that in time, won't you?
I'm sure.
Now, and if you could be here this evening, you could see that the channel has the doors open to the
healing room into this enormous bedroom thing that she's got. And all the beings that are in there making their noise right now. They're clapping and, you know, making their comments. They're even making physical movements to distract the channel so that she can keep her breath. Now, as you wondered, can I make a difference, just little old being? You can. Now, the time that you all waste looking for someone to blame for what has gone wrong is just that, wasted time. You don't have time anymore to do that. It lowers your resonance, people. And the minute you lower your resonance, you then are unable to make contact with other realms, be they extraterrestrial, angelic, ascended masters, your natural world. Now, you may get some sense of satisfaction because as humans, you love to find someone to blame for a problem.
That's for sure.
All right, something goes wrong, let's find someone to blame and lynch them.
Oh,
it's their fault. They lied, they cheated. This week an article came out that after AIG, which was the insurance company that was bailed out, some of the executives spent, now the number has varied from 400,000 to 500,000, for a vacation on the taxpayers' money. As soon as they received the bailout, off they went. Now, it's easy to point your finger at that and say, wait a minute. But notice that it immediately was in the news for the first time. People being held accountable for abuse of money, of trust, for the first time. Now, we can tell you some of those people in Washington are shaking in their boots, by the way. They're just waiting for somebody to point a finger towards them. They're hoping they're not next. They're all pretty excited that the heat's on. All the people on the economic side of the fence.
Well, they were certainly having a blank check for a while.
Yes. But you see, all of this is going to come out. People are not going to be able to get away with what they got away with in the past. You don't have to worry about it. It is going to change. And you all sitting at a computer, as these things come across your desk, all right, or your computer, whichever, same thing. Although some of you have portables. Oh, the end is near. We're in financial collapse and ruin. And what does that do? Holding that fear and that resonance hooks into the collective fear and resonance and continues to drop it down. And what have you done? The same thing that happened in Atlantis. You've bought into the fear. It's up to you, to all of you. Each and every one of you has a role in this. You are no longer bystanders. We want you to make absolutely clear to all of you, you are no longer a bystander in any of this. You are an active participant, making a choice in every moment how you're going to participate. Inspiring others, Even if they think you're crazy, don't worry about that. Because they're going to look at you and go, wait a minute, you're happy. I'm a worried mess. What do you know that I don't know? And this is how it's going to happen, people. This is the beginning. You are the lanterns of hope. And will continue to be so. And your responsibility to hold that lantern up. To light the path for others. No more sitting on the sidelines for any of you. You can't. Every thought you think is participating right now. There's no such thing. There is no such thing. Remember, with quantum physics, the observer impacts the outcome. For those of you who think I'm just going to observe, you're not. As the observer, you impact the outcome. As much as the person taking the action. Now that's heavy. And it's powerful. That means everyone is a participant. Well, suppose I hole up in my house and I don't read the paper and I don't watch television. I'll just rent DVDs. I won't turn on my car radio. I can't possibly influence anything else. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. This is what you came here for, everyone. Not only are people of your planet counting on you, not only is Earth counting on you, but we're counting on you. Think about that. We are counting on you as well. Veronica, in answer to your comment about is there influence? Is there tapping on the shoulder or whispers into people's brains, which we'll of course share with you in a moment? Yes. Absolutely. Do you think your star families are sitting idly by? No, they're not. They're absolutely not. And we've talked about this before. The entire cosmos, well, there are a few planets that don't want to be involved, but pretty much the entire cosmos is focusing its attention on what you're doing right now. Think of yourselves as actors in a hit miniseries. And everybody's tuning in for the next episode. Sitting with popcorn and their soda pop or whatever. Very excited. Very excited. And Veronica, do you have questions, anything you'd like to talk about or ask us?
Well, unfortunately, we have to go. I would like to say something about how consciousness, what you're saying, you're a part of it and you're watching and you're all very involved. So it's like the consciousness that's fed back and forth is an evolving property, isn't it?
The what now?
Well, you beings are so conscious and have a higher frequency than we do. But as we meet with you and hear, and our frequency goes up, and then you gain and we gain. Is that how it works?
Of course.
Seems very fast right now. It's very exciting.
We gain because you gain. Remember, what is created together is forever intertwined. The higher your frequencies, the more it impacts us from a higher perspective.
And we'll have to leave right now.
All right, we're going to ask everyone to call us in tonight, please. We would love to come and work with you in the dream state to help you look at your next steps where you can be of influence. For some of you, without even leaving your homes. How can you participate on these new levels? And how can you co-create on these new levels? We love you, dear ones. And as we speak with you tonight, we stand here with all dimensions, all levels, not just extraterrestrials. We all love you. We're counting on you. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste, and thank you so much. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey.
That was invigorating. It's wonderful.
Oh, good.
We're still on.
Oh, good. How much time do we have?
About a minute and a half.
Okay. Veronica, your show.
Radiance by Design next Tuesday afternoon and at 4 o'clock on BBS Radio. And at 5 o'clock, my paradigm shifter is going to be a rerun of Aravinda, who was the spiritual teacher that I went and learned from a couple of weeks ago. Very empowering, fulfilling work. I think it'll be quite a good rerun.
Wonderful. And your website, Veronica?
Is veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle.
And, of course, ours is ethealing.com. We love you all. And a piece of each and every one of you is in Veronica and I, and a piece of Veronica and I are in each and every one of you. It can be no other way. I'm still kind of out of it, so...
I just want to say thank you, Jackie, for being so inspiring and so furthering of courage for all of us and confidence. Thank you.
Oh, how sweet. Well, thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Well, we love all of you, and I love you, Veronica, very, very much.
I love you, too. And it was a wonderful message.
Oh, wonderful. We'll talk with you next Thursday. Remember, stay conscious, everybody. But we're here to do it. This is it.
This is it.
Love you all. Good night.